Good morning. I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. It's been a while since we checked in with Tom Wilms, editor of Business Lexington, to go behind some of the latest local business headlines on this segment that we call The Business Side. Hello again, Tom.
Hi. Good morning, Alan. Great to be back talking with you.
So bourbon tourism is about to get another attraction, a shot in the arm, if you will.
Understandably, over the past year or so, visitor centers and everything at the distilleries had been paused, but it's coming back in a big way. And a couple weeks ago, I traveled down to Bardstown to see the opening of the new Heaven Hill Bourbon Experience. And this is a project they've been working on for some years, but a $19 million investment that tripled the size of their visitor center, which they had just opened in 2004. But, you know, added a lot of attractions and things that today's bourbon visitors kind of expect, like a bar and a restaurant, Five Brothers Bar and Kitchen. It'll open up an event space, a nice big patio, a place where you can select your own bourbon and fill your own bottle with the You Do Bourbon Experience, a big theater with interactive exhibits about all their brands, and showcasing kind of the 85-year-old history of Heaven Hill, very modern, very sleek visitor center, which was cool to see.
Yeah, and we are really getting into this, can you top this mode with the distilleries around here?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, distilleries used to be a place where, I mean, they were basically factories making whiskey or bourbon, and, you know, not many people tour through them, but as bourbon has boomed and as the tourism has picked up, I think, you know, in 2019, before everything hit, visitors made nearly 2 million stops along the Kentucky Bourbon Trail. And these distilleries are really responding to that by opening up restaurants, cocktail bars, lounges, cool experiences, kind of behind the scenes, behind the ropes, offerings and things like that. And more investments, more people. More bourbon, more fun. It seems to be the way that it's going.
Let's stay with the libations theme here. Also, Liquor Barn, I understand, has a new owner.
Yeah, that was big news that came out in the past week or so. Liquor Barn had previously been owned by a private equity firm called Blue Equity, which sold their Liquor Barn locations here in Kentucky to a company called GoPuff. Now, terms of that deal weren't disclosed, just how much that it went for, but found out that GoPuff was founded actually by two Drexel University students in Philadelphia, and it started out as an on-demand hookah delivery service. Remember kind of when hookahs were a big thing, especially on college campuses?
Oh, yeah.
So these guys at GoPuff, you know, I wondered, oh, what does that mean? So now the name makes sense, but then they expanded into offering like convenience store items and food and drink and kind of those everyday essentials. And that company has grown. They've raised a lot of money. And in March of this year, they had a big investment round, raised $1.15 billion that I'm sure helped fund this Liquor Barn acquisition. They also bought a food delivery service based in the United Kingdom and announced a partnership to sell products through the Uber Eats app. So GoPuff is expanding in a big way. So I know they plan to use the Liquor Barns to, you know, sell liquor and some of their goods, but also kind of as warehouses and micro fulfillment centers where they can stage the rapid delivery, you know, of not just beer and wine and liquor, but baby goods, pet food, you know, everyday essentials, kind of that rapid delivery model is what they're all about.
Interesting. And some new events have already been booked into the brand new or the upgraded convention center downtown.
Yeah, I mean, as you've no doubt noticed, things are opening up at a very rapid pace. The Central Bank Center, you know, we're not scheduled to be officially put the last nail in that one until about January, but events are already picking back up. We've got a number of concerts and events coming up, and the first big group to come back are the Lutheran Women's Missionary League Convention. I believe that's happening this week. Bring several thousand people to downtown to the convention center, and you know, we've got Elton John rebooking, the Backstreet Boys are coming, the Lexington Comic and Toy Con, the Sport and Recreation and Boat Show, Scarefest, the calendar is booking back up.
And some comings and goings on the local Lexington restaurant scene. Maybe give us a few that that we may or may not be aware of.
Well, you know, of course, again, the pandemic really did a number on restaurants across the country. So at Business Lexington, we wanted to take a look at, okay, you know, we've lost a fair number of restaurants, but, you know, noticed that a lot had opened up in the past year. So I think some owners saw some opportunity for that. So, you know, our list includes places like Bella's Cafe and Grill and Chevy Chase, Boondogs, of course, out there on Old Richmond Road. We've got, you know, Cattywampus Station in Lexington Green with the Sweet Matriarch bringing those over-the-top shakes to town. Goodwood Brewing, also in Lexington Green. We got the Goose transitioning down there on Jefferson Street. Italex, of course. Old Vine Bistro. I mean, it's there's been quite a bit of restaurant activity, and that's good to see, too.
So some survived the pandemic and some did not.
Yeah, yes. So, yeah, just trying to think of, you know, some notable ones that had closed. There was Nick Ryan's, of course. Portofino, that was a tough one. Had been downtown for a long time. Locals, which is now has El Cid moved into their spot. So some shuffling around. We did lose some mainstays here in town. Got a lot of new spots opening up.
Well, that is all the time that we have for today on the business side. Our guest has been Tom Wilms. He's the editor of Business Lexington, and you can hear a deeper dive into what we just talked about on our website at wuky.org. Have a great week ahead, Tom.
You too. Thanks so much, Alan.